I'm joined by Tammy McCoy. Tammy has joined me every month. I'm not sure how long it's been going on, but Tammy, it's been a few years, hasn't it?
It has. I've been at the Art Center almost 8 years, so I think we've been visiting for at least 6.5 or 7.
Yes, I think as we started doing it very shortly thereafter. And again, you're also the executive director of the Capitol Theater in Burlington, which is going to be going through some changes. We'll probably have you back in detail to go over that, but you're looking at doing some major changes in terms of the functionality of the Capitol Theater. Isn't that right?
That is. I'm trying to maybe rebrand the Capitol Theater, so we will still provide the same things we've been providing, the great movies that you've been seeing and the great tribute bands and local bands. We want to continue to do all that, but we also want to create a social club. We want to create a black box theater with flexibility. With the social club area, that will be the current annex. That will hold about 74 people. The current auditorium in the theater holds about 350, and then the black box theater will hold about 122. So we can have lots of things going on at the same time.
Okay, lots of things. And a community center, so to speak, is that right?
Yeah, a social club means it's open to everyone. It's not a club, not a membership, but just in name only. And we're going to put a lounge in there we're going to get a full liquor license so you can have some cocktails and just enjoy yourself.
All right. It sounds like it's exciting, and that's something, and that is going to be one of the reasons why you will be taking the torch or your baton and handing it over to Elizabeth Pappas, the Art Center baton. You're going to become the executive director of the Art Center. And when will that take place?
Yes, so that goes into effect July 1st.
Okay.
So it will be here before we know it. But I'm very much looking forward to it. And Tammy and I will continue to partner, for sure, with the Capitol Theater being so close. And there's so many collaboration opportunities. So
I know your husband is the music, basically in charge of music for Southeastern Community College. He's the music, I'm not even sure what his title is.
I believe it is.
Yeah, I think so. We've had him on the air to talk about that. But you have a background in art as well, is that right?
Yes. So I actually started with violin performance at the University of North Carolina in Greensboro, and then ended up getting my bachelor's in art history. So I wouldn't call myself an artist per se, but someone that has to be around it. And so took some classes and finished up at the University of Utah with a bachelor's in art history. And have also worked for many artists as studio manager and running social media for artists and working with galleries and gallery representation. So that's the type of world I need to be in.
If your husband's coordinating music, you're coordinating art. Is that right?
Yes. It's the kind of atmosphere we both need to be in the arts.
All right. Tammy, how did Elizabeth pop in to become your top choice for the Arts Center?
Well, when they first moved to town, she was immediately on it, and she was researching the art scene in Burlington and was pleasantly surprised at how big the art scene is here. It's comparable to cities much larger than us, which we're very excited about and proud of. And so she came in wanting to someone from my board had met her and brought her in to meet me because she was so interested. And the more I talked to Elizabeth, the more it was very obvious she was a clear choice to take over for me. So
it's an exciting time because it allows you to have the extra time to put into a full effort on the Capitol Theater. That's going to take a lot of effort, isn't it?
It is. And trying to do that much work at the Capitol while still running the Art Center was going to be a little too much. So,
and you do have what? You've got a new high-end projector, so you can now show first-run movies, right?
Yes, and we're very excited about that. We can start showing new releases. We can start showing some anime films, and I think that will help bring in a whole new audience for us.
And the Snake Alley Festival of Film is always highly regarded, as well as all the other. You've been doing a lot of special acts. What was it, Sweet Dreams and Honky Tonks this past week?
Right in the middle of the surge in COVID and a winter snowstorm. It was a little difficult to pull off.
Well, you know, when you live in Iowa, I guess it's Utah, probably where you are from, is also has a bit of snow, does it not?
It does, but having not lived there in quite some time and living in the South for so long, my memory. I forgot how cold a place can be in the winter, and I'm still getting used to it.
Well, it's going to be colder, so get used to it.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, it's all happening on July 1st, so basically you're still going to be coordinating everything, Tammy, all the way through the Snake Alley Art Fair, which
That's
is
correct.
The other Snake Alley
yes.
Big event. And how are you coming on that? Are you, you're accepting applications right now, are you not?
We are. In fact, tomorrow is our first planning meeting for Snake Alley Art Fair. And I told Elizabeth when I asked her if she wanted to slide into this position that I wouldn't abandon her until after I got her through the first Snake Alley Art Fair, because it is a lot of work.
How tough has it been trying to coordinate things while this pandemic has been going on?
It's a little tricky. You have to always keep in mind everyone's safety, but yet at the same time you can't completely shut down, so you get a little more creative, which is what we do. We're creative, and we've navigated pretty well. The Art Center is holding up very nicely, and I think that we're looking forward to things getting back to normal.
You're
going to
be doing a lot of new things, a lot of new ideas, a lot of, fundamental changes in the way that the Capitol Theater is operating, and I'm going to guess you have some visions for the Arts Center, is that right?
Yes. I'm being handed something that is in such good condition, and there's a high bar that Tammy has set, and I'm very fortunate to be surrounded by such capable staff and instructors.
I'm guessing you've got a lot of ideas that you will be looking at fine-tuning over the next few months?
Yes. I think one thing I'm excited to do, because I have a background in it, is collaborating with our artists and continuing to nurture that artist culture and providing resources. And I think that's our role to play, and Tammy has done such a good job with that. And I have ideas on how we could continue to grow that and continue to offer our local artists resources and forums and ways to highlight their work.
And the art community, as we just heard, the art community really is a thriving art community here, isn't it?
Yes.
Anyway, it is happening on July 1st. That is happening. You will, in terms of doing work and starting some things on the Capitol, is that something that is going to be happening after you're done with your role?
Oh, no. We're starting right now. So.
Okay.
She's already doing things.
Okay. Keep the balls juggling in the air. There
yes.
you go. All right. Tammy McCoy, currently the executive director of both organizations. You will be going to executive director of the Capitol Theater. Are you changing? Are you calling the Capitol Theater anything? Capitol Theater like a center or?
We are playing with some ideas. The latest that we were thinking about is just the Capitol Theater and Social Club.
Capitol Theater. Okay. And Art Center of Burlington has been the Art Center of Burlington
it
for a long time.
It will be the Art Center of Burlington.
All right.
Too many changes.
All right. Elizabeth Pappas, welcome on board.
Thank you so much.
And Tammy McCoy, we'll look forward to chatting with you still for the next few months while you're handling both of these things. But, again, it's an exciting time. And let's hope that COVID goes bye, bye, bye.
Yes, farewell.